7:37 on Connect FM. I'm Bronson Rasmussen, in for Dan Kennard for your morning connection on this Monday. And I'm joined today with Mayor of Dubois, Barry Abbott. And we have some exciting news that has happened to the city lately.
Yes, we do. And thank you very much for having me again. The most exciting news that I could possibly bring to us is the hiring of our new manager, Joe Fleming.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a process. And to be very frank, I do have to commend our council.
Yes.
We worked through the process. We discussed it. We engaged in open and honest and respectful discussions. And we hired who we felt was the best to lead our city forward. So thank you.
Well, yeah, going through 21 candidates is probably going to be quite the process.
It was a process. And every person in the council had an opinion. We all sat down. We discussed the pros and cons. And we come up with our candidate. And we made a motion to hire him.
Yeah.
So welcome Joe Fleming to our city of Dubois.
And from what I understand, beginning next month, I believe it was the 6th, if I'm not mistaken, is his first official start date.
That will be his start date. You are correct. However, on July 1st, we will swear Joe in because that will be our regular council meeting. So people out there, if they want to attend, it will be awesome. We'll put together a little ceremony. We're inviting Joe and his family and friends to come and sit in council chambers and be part of that program.
Yeah.
It'll be very exciting.
And if we have it our way, that July 6th, which is a Monday, he'll be in here with you for this program.
Oh, that'll be great. And I'm sure he'll have a lot to say. So thank you for inviting him.
And every time I've spoken with him, he's been very nice, personable. He knows what he's talking about as well. So
yes,
great thing for the city.
Yes, very knowledgeable. And we just cannot wait for him to take over the leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, Joe, for coming to our new city. A couple of things I would like to start out with is we did have a hometown hero segment at our meeting where we honored the people who saved a life at the YMCA.
Yes.
It was a wonderful program, and I would like to personally continue that with, we'll call it the hometown hero segment of city council.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe coming up, we will have another hometown hero segment. So tune in, folks, and we'll let you know how that goes.
It's always great to have those really feel nice moments, those individuals that don't specifically feel like they want to be honored, especially at this latest one where it was police personnel, workers, EMS crews. It's like they're just doing their job, but to get honored for saving that man's life.
Yes, and it just so happened there was a doctor at the YMCA, a retired teacher that knew to call for the AED, staff members that knew they were doing, the one young lady, she was there like 4 days, and they all worked together to save this man's life. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things, if you don't mind, we could talk about community
days.
Of course, that's upcoming this Friday and Saturday. That'll culminate with the parade. June 12th at 3 p.m., the Military Order of Purple Hearts will be welcoming the replica of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. There will be a program in City Park. The Honor Guard will be part of that program, as well as the 21-gun salute and taps being played. So I invite everybody coming out to the beginning of Community Days to be aware of that program and be respectful of what is going to happen. So thank you very much on that one.
Yeah, and with Community Days, I want to just ask you, it's really the first one as the new unified city of Dubois and the newly unified fire department. And I really wanted to see how you felt about the departments. Last year they were working together for it, but this is the first official one where they're all just one department.
Yes, and listen, the guys and girls that put this thing together, they do an admirable job. Now, they did change the route a little bit.
Yeah.
We're not closing down Main Street, so access to the hospital will be better.
Mm-hmm.
But it will still come out up Long Avenue and turn left and come down to Liberty. And then, of course, you guys will be right in front of the American Legion.
We will.
And that's where you'll be doing your broadcasting. And I'll give everybody a hint. Our new city manager and his family will be walking in the parade with us.
That's great to hear.
Yes.
And there was one other program that you wanted to highlight for us. It's a bit away right now. It's that in July, but still very important.
Yes, on July 5th, again, the Order of Purple Hearts, under the direction of Joe Woods, is going to have a celebration of our 250th anniversary in Rumbarger Cemetery, the oldest cemetery in our city. There'll be music selections, there'll be guest speakers, and I think this is just a wonderful program. Bring a lawn chair, and I just cannot thank Joe Woods and the Order of Purple Hearts for what they do in bringing these programs together.
All right. Thank you so much, Mayor Abbott, and really coming on here after these council meetings and talking with us about everything that's been happening up there, all those very long meetings.
Well, and I appreciate you having me here. My role, and I've said this 1,000 times, I'm the biggest cheerleader for the success of our new city.
Mm-hmm.